because you don't have, you think you might be free and have got a free vote. You have to say yes or no, but you don't have to, your freedom is not free enough for you to dictate as to who to put on that false tutor. They used to put an honest man here, they didn't, because they already got him beaten full stop.
Yeah. But this sheriff, you said, has a lot of political...
Yeah, he's always doing things for somebody. Now you take my brother up there, he and my nephew, I have Charles, my nephew, that he died last year, but he's the finest man you ever saw.
Bobcat.
Yeah. Well, those politicians bought them over like it was money. Well, Jim Jumerville was a state senator then, and he gave him a little political prestige and let him dictate, let Charles dictate, got Charles' daughter who was going to LSU a job in the legislature that paid her $15 a day. And all she had to do was report. Didn't have a thing in the world to do. She all had to do just wrote a report to you every morning. She signed in every morning. Her day's work was done. And that's how I stand now. Right now, that Jim Jumerville and his clique bought Charles and all his family and all my, and his son's family and all the rest of them. All but me. All the books but me. He didn't buy any with that. But now that one little incident bought in, got in all those votes, you see. So how can you beat anything like that? Fred right now cusses over Jeff Desaluso. But he votes for it every time he runs for office. And I tell him as ever, I said, don't cuss him before me. I said, that's your man, you put him there.
Jess has got a lot of, in the parish, he's got a lot of clout.
He knows what to do to have people vote for him. Now he was what I would call a politician. He knows how to get the vote. He knows how to make you like. He almost makes me like. Because he always has something good to say to me. Politicians don't give a damn about it. They're a good politician like he is.
Yeah.
They're always living in hopes of winning you over to them. That's what they do in most of the cases.
Yeah. What about those rooms in the house? You were telling me about the rooms in your house when you were coming up. You had five rooms?
You mean the house where I lived when I was born?
Yeah.
Well, I said there's five rooms in the main house and there was two more rooms added on, but a distance back, maybe 100 feet from the main house. We had to have a platform and a roof over it to get to and from the kitchen. And that house was built with wooden pegs for nails. They drilled holes and drove wooden pegs in those nails, you know, to put all these timbers together.
Did you have a room up under the top of the house?
Well, we had what they call it upstairs, but it was some people. That's just an attic, just like you get in there on those rafters, but it was high, and that there's more room in those old town houses up there than is in these modern houses. But,
this house across the way has an upstairs too, doesn't it?
What is that?
The house across the road.
What about it?
It's got it upstairs.
Yeah, it's got some built-in rooms up there, but it's just like I'm telling you.